Labor's candidate for the seat of Fremantle is expected to be disendorsed for failing to tell his party about two past convictions. Chris Brown was convicted in the 1980s for assaulting a police officer and drink driving. The Maritime Union of Australia is backing Mr Brown, saying it will be a disgrace if he's dropped, but the party's deputy leader, Tanya Plibersek, says a final decision will be made today.
I don't think there's any point in going through all of the... He said on this date, he was told none of that can be discussed until the National Executives met.
Tanya Plibersek not wanting to talk much at all about that when she spoke to Dell a little bit earlier. The Coalition has made its first big spending promise of the election campaign, pledging nearly $100 million for border protection. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says technology for visa checks will help prevent criminals or terrorists arriving in Australia. It was revealed yesterday five men were arrested for planning to sail from northern Queensland to Indonesia in an alleged plot to join Islamic State. Terror group Islamic State says it's behind a series of bombings which killed at least 80 people in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. The worst blast targeted a busy market in mainly Shia suburb, killing 60 people in one of the bloodiest days in the city in recent years. Back home, and 46 people have been rescued in waters off Lady Musgrove Island on the Great Barrier Reef after fire broke out on a tourist boat. Paramedics treated 19 patients for minor conditions, including seasickness and hypothermia.